welcome to Tractor Fiction. My name is Frank Allen. This is a show in which we kind of enact a little religious tract, and then we have a little debate as to whether or not the tract is true. And the tracts are always by this gentleman called Jack T. Chick. This tract is called Cleo, named after the titular dog in the tract, whose name, as I implied, is Cleo. Now we begin the tract.
Once upon a time, in a station wagon, just like the one your family had when you were young, a family was preparing to start a trip. In the back seat of the car sat Cleo, the family dog. She was sleeping. Isn't she a cutie?
Son, before we start our trip, we'd better all go back into the house and see if we forgot anything.
Sure thing, Mom. I'll leave the car door open since we're only going to be a moment.
Uh-oh, you moron. A butterfly wisped its way into the car and woke Cleo. The little pup jumped out of the car and after the fleeing insect, and chased it through the garden. And when the butt-headed family got back in the car, they didn't notice she was gone. They drove for 3 hours and still hadn't noticed, selfishly thinking about their human troubles.
We should be at the hospital tonight.
Is Grandma gonna die?
Meanwhile, Cleo was out on the street facing her own problems. A dog catcher.
Hold her out there, mutt! Gotcha!
The dog catcher snapped his net right over the little doggy woggy, and soon she was thrown into the clink, the lockup, the slammer. The dog pound. It was around that time that the family got their head out of their own butts long enough to notice.
Cleo? Cleo? She's gone! We've gotta go back, Dad!
We can't, Tim. Not for 3 days!
Oh, dear God! Please protect Cleo, and don't let her get killed!
The son was inconsolable. The family stopped and got him a special kids' meal with Tractor Fiction tie-in toys. But even so, he was sad.
Timmy, you've got to eat!
I can't, Mom! I feel sick! Oh no! I forgot to put Cleo's collar on. Now they can't trace her!
Meanwhile, back at the clink, that adorable little scamp Cleo just didn't grasp the seriousness of her situation. When the dog catcher picked her up to put her in her cage, she naively thought he was trying to make friends.
Stop kissing me! Here, this is your new home for the next few days!
Meanwhile, the family had finally made it to the hospital. They took a minute out of their selfish lives to stop at a payphone and try to see about their little lost puppy.
Mrs. Jones? This is John, your neighbor. Have you seen Cleo?
No, but I did see a dog catcher yesterday.
Soon, the doctor came to see them.
I've got great news. Your mother is going to make it.
Thank God.
God answered this prayer, Dad. I hope he'll answer our prayers for Cleo, too.
God bless you, Timmy. Thank you for praying for me.
Bye, Grandma.
The family hit the road, content in the livingness of their grandma. But back at the dog lockup, at 9 a.m. exactly, danger was rearing its ugly head.
All right, we've got to get rid of 4 dogs today. Bring the first one in, Herb.
On the road, the father was stepping on the gas.
How long till we get there, Dad?
About 30 minutes, Timmy.
And, 30 minutes later at the pound, they were just finishing putting the 3rd dog to death, ensuring that he would never wag his tail happily again.
Was that the last one?
No, there were supposed to be 4.
Ah, there you are. Come on, mutt!
The dog catcher had Cleo, but the family was pulling into the parking lot at that very second. This is so intense.
We're here, Timmy!
I hope we're not too late!
Sorry, little girl. Time to die!
Father, I hear Cleo barking. She's in here!
Stop! Don't kill our dog!
Unless I get a receipt in 10 minutes, I must put her to sleep. You can pay at the front desk!
And moments later...
Here's our receipt! Cleo! My Cleo! Thank you, Lord!
Timmy, we learned a great lesson about the grace of God today.
How, Father?
When Cleo was in that cage, she had no hope and was scheduled to die. Under the law, time had run out. But we asked for mercy to save Cleo's life, and that man showed us grace by waiting 10 minutes until we paid the price to set her free. We redeemed Cleo by paying that bill. Years ago, I was in deep trouble like Cleo. I too had no hope. Then I found out that God left heaven and became a man to suffer and die in my place. Jesus paid the price to redeem me. I was overwhelmed. Jesus shed his precious blood to wash away my sins. And when I received him, I got redeemed, saved. Isn't that awesome, Timmy?
Dad, I want to get redeemed too.
Then pray like this, Timmy. Lord Jesus, I believe you died on the cross for me. I accept you as my personal savior. Please come into my heart and save me so I can go into heaven. Amen.
What he said. Wow, I'm saved. Hey, Cleo, we both got redeemed on the same day, except you don't have a soul.
And that's the tract, Cleo, about that little scamp of a puppy there. All right.